right, so it is NBA free agency. We're about 40 seconds into it. John, what's the latest?
Nobody is, like, officially doing any. Devin Booker got a new deal. 4 years, $214 million. Good for him.
Jaren Jackson hurt, gone 4 to 6 months.
Nikola Jokic, 5 years, $264 million.
Chris Mannix, if the Nets are indeed looking for an all-star caliber player and draft picks, Boston has to be considered in play. Jaylen Brown and perhaps an unprecedented collection of picks, swaps. Ime Udoka, who coached KD in Brooklyn, could make the Celtics more appealing.
Here's this from Jay Dumas reports. Joel Embiid has made it clear to Sixers management that he wants them to exhaust every option in trying to acquire Kevin Durant.
Okay, so we're following all that. Just in, Mark Stein, Malik Monk signing with Sacramento on a 2-year deal approaching $20 million, according to his agent, Jeff Schwartz. So there's Malik Monk.
Okay, Malik Monk gone.
Yep.
Not unexpected. Yeah, he played great for the Lakers, had a really good year. Lakers didn't have his bird rights, so they couldn't pay him more than the $6 million mini mid-level. DeAndre Jordan is going to Denver.
Victor Oladipo is going to the Heat for $11 million, 1 year, $11 million.
Isaiah Hartenstein, who was a really good backup center for the Clippers, has agreed to a 2-year deal with the Knicks. Bradley Beal, as expected, 5 years, $250 million to go to the Wizards, but now the Wizards could put him in a sign-and-trade.
Yes. P.J. Tucker finalizing a 3-year, $33 million deal with the 76ers. They are all coming out.
Yeah, a lot of things moving.
Okay, so in the meantime, I wanted to address the Casey Close, the agent for Freddie Freeman.
I think that's an interesting story.
So yesterday, Gottlieb.
Huge Dodger game tonight.
Yeah, Dodgers-Padres tonight. It's going to be a great one. We got Mitch White going. Come on, Mitch. All right, so yesterday it came out. I think Doug Gottlieb was the one that tweeted out, hey, you know, Casey Close didn't tell the truth about the offer, and so that's why Freddie's pissed off now, all that, and he's changing representation. This is what Casey Close says today. And at some point he did threaten, we're going to sue Doug Gottlieb. I don't know what it is. So here's what Casey Close says now. I will not stand by as the circumstances surrounding Freddie Freeman's departure from Atlanta are mischaracterized. Since March, the Braves have fostered a narrative about the negotiations, which stated plainly is false. Part of that false narrative is the suggestion that I did not communicate a contract offer to the Freemans. To be clear, we communicated every offer that was made, as well as every communication XL had with the Braves organization throughout the entire process. I have a 30-year reputation in the business for integrity and honesty, and I have always operated with the utmost character at XL. We are privileged to represent many exemplary athletes. So he's saying it's the Braves. He's saying the Braves have a false narrative about Freddie Freeman and whatever their final offer was for him, and that he did take all the offers to Freddie Freeman, and now the Braves are saying, hey, why'd you go there? We were ready to offer you this.
And maybe that's Doug listening to the Braves.
Yeah, maybe.
He must have somebody he knows at the Braves.
Yeah, I mean, that very well could be that Doug Gottlieb heard from somebody in Atlanta. They told him this story. That's why he tweeted it out. Now Casey Close is saying the Braves are selling a false narrative.
Okay, more from Shams.
Okay.
P.J. Tucker, 3 years, $33 million to the Sixers. We talked about Oladipo staying with the Heat, Isaiah Hartenstein going to the Knicks, DeAndre Jordan going to Denver, Malik Monk going to Sacramento.
Anthony Simons going to Portland.
Yeah, Bradley Beal is as expected, signed a big-time deal with the Wizards, but still could be included in a sign-and-trade. So things are happening, but until Kevin Durant lands.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, Kevin Durant has put in a request to be traded by the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets, Sean Marks, their GM, is working with Rich Kleiman, Durant's business manager. Greg,
yes.
Call Momo and see if she answers her phone, because she talks to all these dudes.
Right. I'm sure she's not busy right now.
Yeah, well, you know, she likes us.
She'll make time for us.
Yeah. And then a lot of other things happening, Mace, is guys are getting big new contracts. Nikola Jokic, big new contract. Devin Booker, big new contract. Bradley Beal, big new contract. So a lot of guys cashing in, too, because this is the first time you can sign free agent deals with your own team. Booker, 5 years, over $200 million, $214 million.
And supposedly one of the...
Bet you Kendall Jenner gets back with him now.
I think Kendall buys and sells guys like Devin Booker. yeah, I mean, since this is all up in the air at this point, the Lakers have so far done nothing. It's obviously very, very early in the clock here, but I would imagine that Rob Pelinka is going to exhaust every single possible angle to potentially bring Kyrie Irving to the Lakers. And multiple sources have indicated that that conversation is real. I just saw somebody
Bobby Portis to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Somebody just tweeted, the trade is successful on the trade machine. Kevin Durant plus Kyrie Irving for Russell Westbrook plus Anthony Davis. That does work. That trade's not happening.
Yeah, I'm letting you run with that so I don't get in trouble.
I didn't run with it.
I'm just saying that. You're the one who mentioned it.
Oh, I'm the one who mentioned it, yeah. Hey, yeah, Lakers people, I'm the one that's speculating. It's not John. I know you're listening. So, hi, how's it going? Get something done. All right.
This is, boy, a lot of stuff still coming in, but, boy, it's just the cloud of Durant is over all of it. Because, peep team, like the Lakers aren't going to announce anything, I don't think, until Durant and Kyrie get a landing spot. And so it could be a very interesting 24 hours. You think Durant gets traded today?
Yeah.
Probably.
I do. Daniel House, he was on the Lakers list, potentially is going to Philly.
So, another shooter.
Yep,
another guy who played for Daryl Morey in Houston.
He was a guy. And I'm trying to look at that original list that came out today of potential Laker guys. And let's see. Most of them are still there.
Mason in Ireland, the best trade ever was trading Lindsay Baseball for Bergman Gregg. Now, he does not say who got the better end of that deal. I don't know if that means he thinks Lindsay is the better end of that deal or Gregg is the better end of that deal.
Gregg, what do you think?
Hard to say.
You even paying attention, Bergman?
Gregg's very busy.
You're not even listening?
I was talking to Momo, so sorry.
You asked
me to call Momo, so I...
Is she there?
Was talking to Momo. Yeah, she's on line one. What are you asking me, though? Something about Lindsay.
Never mind. We don't care anymore.
If you got Ramona,
we have Momo.
Yeah, she's on line one for you.
Yeah. If you got Momo on line one, we no longer care about anything you have to say.
Yes, thank you for playing.
Hello, Momo.
Hey, what up, guys?
All right, so give us your take on Durant requests a trade. Where does that leave? Where does that leave Durant? Where does it leave Kyrie? Where does it leave the Lakers, in your opinion?
I think it makes the Lakers back in the ballgame for Kyrie.
Yeah.
I mean, when I saw that, I don't think there's any way either of those guys are back in Brooklyn. But if there's one who I think, like, okay, maybe there's a chance they're back, it would be Durant. I mean, to me, it's, you don't get a second chance to trade Kevin Durant, right? So you got to make sure, just like the Lakers did with Kobe in 2007, when he asked for a trade, you can't just trade Kevin Durant because he wants to be traded. He's got 4 years on his deal, and they got to make sure they get as much as possible for him. So, you know, I could see them saying, we're just going to wait until we get what we want. But Kyrie, to me, started this whole thing, and if I'm them, I even look at a buyout. I mean, if you don't have any trades out there, you gotta do something there.
Wow, you think they would go that far? Now, here's from the Lakers' perspective, obviously the deal would potentially circle around Russell Westbrook and some pieces, THT or Kendrick Nunn or whatever it takes, draft picks, etc., for Kyrie. I would think that given the fact that Brooklyn is going to go into a rebuild, that Russell Westbrook, his contract actually looks better because they'll have that much cap space next year. What's my thinking on that? Is that right?
I don't think they're going to a rebuild. I really don't.
You don't.
I mean, I mean, all of their draft picks are going to Houston from that old James Harden trade they did a couple of years ago, right? So it's a little like the Lakers. I think people, you know, all the discussion that we always have about should they trade LeBron or Anthony Davis? Why? Why would you tank? You don't have any draft picks, so you're going to tank so that New Orleans can get a better draft pick like they did this year? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you're right. Momo, I have breaking news, and it's a little disappointing.
Uh-oh. Oh, Malik Monk.
No. Julio. My one day of singing La 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 Mo Bamba is over. Mo Bamba has reached an agreement with the Orlando Magic on a 2-year, $21 million deal. No more La 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 Mo Bamba.
I just want to point out that the guy right there is Jorge and not Julio.
Did I call you Julio?
Yeah.
All right. Hi, Julio.
Hey, how you doing, Juan?
Juan, Julio.
Yeah, sure. They're all the same.
I've become Michael Thompson.
Start
without even
knowing
it.
Yeah. Hi, man.
So Momo, in terms of timing, you think they wait or do you think it comes down today? And who are the possible Durant landing spots? Where are they?
So, this is all about leverage, and I'm curious to see what you guys think. Okay, because who has the leverage here? Let's lay this out. Kevin Durant has 4 years left on his deal. He does not have a player option. They theoretically could trade him anywhere he wants. However, he does have a no trade clause in there, so it's not like you can send him to Oklahoma City or
Houston.
So he does have a no-trade clause?
Ramona, explain that.
I heard Bobby Marks say that. I have to verify that, too. But like, he has a lot of leverage in that he's Kevin Durant, and he could threaten to say, I just won't go there. Like, Toronto, to me, is the team that has the best package. Toronto, if they were willing to put Scottie Barnes in, Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet, I mean, they have a lot of really good young players that would be what Brooklyn would be looking for, and they have all their draft picks, right? But there's all sorts of other reasons why we'll say Kevin Durant doesn't want to play in Toronto for 4 years, okay? The other one is Boston. If I'm the Celtics, I go, man, they recruited KD when he went to Golden State. You remember that? When they went out to the Hamptons and he was having meetings with everyone? Look at the teams that he looked at then. Boston Celtics, Golden State Warriors, Miami Heat, they all had meetings with him at the time, right? I think the Clippers got a meeting with Kevin Durant at the time. He did not meet with the Lakers, which I remember being surprised about. But those are the teams that he was interested in back then. Now the sense is, okay, the Suns have a good package, but I don't know. Is DeAndre Ayton, Cam Johnson, and Mikal Bridges the best you can get for Kevin Durant? I mean, it just seems like they're good players, good young players.
But they're going to lose the trade no matter what.
Yeah, you're going to lose.
If you trade Kevin Durant, you've lost the trade.
Generally speaking, yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, but like, why would you rush into it? Just why do you have to trade him to where he wants to go? And then
the other part,
you don't. I mean, it's like Kobe and the Bulls way back in 2007. He wanted to go to the Bulls.
Yep.
He's picking out houses on the lake there in Chicago. It was Luol Deng. I think Joakim Noah in that trade? I'm trying to remember who was in the trade back then.
They wouldn't put Deng in the deal, which is what held it up.
Right.
But
and Jerry Buss just said, I'm not doing it.
Yep. Yeah, that could still happen. By the way, Nicholas Batum back to the Clippers.
Tyus Jones back to Memphis.
So a few more things. Hey, Mama, before we let you go, you, of course, went to Cal.
Okay.
big Pac-12 news today. UCLA. Oh no, well, that's what I was going to ask you. What do you think if USC and UCLA leave and go to the Big Ten? What do you think?
I'm mad. Are you guys mad? I'm just like, this is not what I mean. This is not.
I am not mad, Momo. But I am. I don't think it's necessarily the greatest thing. I know it's going to be it's a money deal, and it means $100 million, and they're in a better run conference, and they get TV revenue that they don't get from the Pac-12, which has been horribly mismanaged. All that stuff. But realistically, I do think it's easier to win the national championship in the Pac-12 than it is in the Big Ten.
But that's just a football deal. So like, I'm a very. I have a much different perspective having played softball, right? So
yes.
I'm like, wait, so what is UCLA, which is one of the best softball programs ever? I mean, I'm definitely top five softball program ever, UCLA. Are they just going to go now play their spring ball in Michigan? Like, what's
happening? I don't know how that's going to work, but all the non-revenue sports, Ramona, are going to have a lot more money because they're going to get $100 million just for making the leap.
I guess. When I see this, though, why don't we just go to a playoff? I mean, you could make all the same money without disrupting all the conference schedules if you just had a real playoff. Like, we just need an NCAA tournament, you know?
Momo, at the end of the day.
Yep.
Is Kyrie coming to the Lakers?
To quote Dumb and Dumber, I'm saying there's a chance.
All right.
I like it.
There you
go. I like it.
All right.
Hey, how's the man-to-man defense going with the two toddlers now? That
you know, the younger one is in a growth spurt, John. It's week three, and I just think he wants to eat every second of the day,
God,
which means mommy's nursing every second of the day. My arms, it's like he only weighs 8 pounds, but if you have him in your arm for all day,
it becomes yeah. Well, good. You're getting a little workout in there.
Woo! I'm tell you.
All right. Thank you, Momo.
Thanks, Momo.
We'll talk to you in a while. All right,
okay.
Goodbye.
There's Momo. A couple other things. Amir Coffey has agreed to a 3-year, $11 million deal with the Clippers.
That's a good signing for the Clippers. He's a really good player.
Wesley Matthews has agreed to a 1-year deal to return to the Milwaukee Bucks. Tyus Jones returning to Memphis. We mentioned that.
Joe Ingles to the Bucks.
He
was broken by his wife.
And Mo Bamba, who we were rooting for. Has reached an agreement with the Orlando Magic on a 2-year, $21 million deal.
Mo, how could you?
Mo, we thought you were coming. All right, we haven't taken calls in a while. Let's take a couple calls.
Hold on.
What?
Damian Jones. You guys remember Damian Jones?
Sure.
Has agreed to a 2-year deal with the Lakers, according to Woj.
Hey, good for him.
I like Damian Jones. So I think he's ideal for a backup center.
High motor.
Yeah, I'll take it. That probably means no Dwight Howard. Not necessarily, but probably.
Are we excited about Damian Jones?
I like Damian Jones. Yeah, I like that. Young, athletic, blocks a ton of shots, shoots like 70% from the field because all of his shots are dunks.
Yeah, 67% from the field.
Yeah, I like it.
8 points a game, four rebounds, an assist. Played in Sacramento. Oh, that's why we haven't heard from him.
He played for us.
He played for us in 2021.
We had him on a 10-day, and then we let him go.
Wasn't he on the championship team?
No. Year after. He came the year after.
Oh, he was the year
we
after.
We won it in 20.
Right.
He came in 21.
Okay, so there you have it. There's your first free agent signing.
Woohoo!
Damian Jones. Is it all you dreamed it would be?
Woohoo!
We'll get some of your calls coming up next. Do you want Kyrie? Is there a deal to be made with Durant? If you want to react still to UCLA and USC going to the Big Ten, we got that going on too. Dodgers Padres tonight at Dodger Stadium. And it's Mitch White on the mound versus...
Blake Snell.
Blake Snell tomorrow. Joe Musgrove tonight. It's been really good. And don't forget, we're hosting our very first All-Star Friday Night Extravaganza, which includes our Wiffle Ball Bash, and it's Friday, July 15th at the City of West Covina Sports Complex. You can be in the Wiffle Ball Bash with all of us if you can identify John Ireland's Lie of the Day.
Yeah!
You win a playing spot in the Wiffle Ball Bash, plus 2 tickets to the Capital One Play Ballpark at MLB Live in downtown L.A., July 16th through 19th. Ultimate All-Star Game experience with something for the whole family. For tickets and info, visit allstargame.com. Good luck if you're playing Lie of the Day. We'll do that at 3:30. 877-710-ESPN. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
By the way, one nugget there about Damian Jones. It's a 2-year contract, and it is a player option on the second year of the deal,
right,
according
hey,
to Woj.
Hey, Bergman, go across the street and get me a Damian Jones Laker jersey, would you please?
Yeah, you got money?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Hand it to me.
Put it on layaway. I'm a Laker employee.
Did you really ask John Ireland if he has money?
There's a good chance that the answer to that question is yes.
So if I walk across the street and I go into the store and they say, this is for John Ireland, they say, okay.
They'll say, sure, here, take two.
Oh, for Ireland? Yeah, we'll do it. All right, so a lot has been going on today. We've got USC and UCLA on the move. We maybe have KD and Kyrie on the move. It has been that kind of day. And, of course, tonight, battle for first place at Dodger Stadium. Joe Musgrove versus Mitch White. Padres versus Dodgers should be a great game tonight. And we'll all be glued to Twitter all day and all night and listening to Shedano and Cappy as we wait for potential breaking Lakers news.
And news is continuing to roll in, but we both think, Mason and I both think, that until Kevin Durant lands somewhere, either the Nets come out and say we're not trading him or they trade him to somewhere, that the floodgates will not completely open. Because I think a lot of teams now are holding their powder to see if they can make a move to get Kevin Durant. And I would think that would include both LA teams. But unlikely that the Clippers or Lakers could do it. But as long as it's possible, yep. Mace, you got to make the call.
Tim from the OC says, so you guys had Momo on and not a single talk about the Mandy's and her winning fill-in host of the year. Wow, talk about Momo not caring about the award at all. She did win. I thought that was an upset, too, with the Mandy's. I thought Michael Thompson was for sure going to win fill-in host of the year. I think rightfully it went to Momo.
I think it hurt Michael that he was less than supportive about the Mandy's.
He was kind of part of the anti-Mandy's crowd.
Yes.
A one-man crowd, anti-Mandy's.
He also doesn't fill in.
That's, well, he fills in with
No, he shows up here on Wednesday and he hangs out.
Right, but that qualifies as a fill-in
host. He doesn't fill in for, he's not a fill-in host. Like, yeah. When has he filled in for you, Mace?
What technicalities are you dealing with?
Yo, why are you crapping on his nomination?
He comes in and co-hosts on Wednesdays.
I'm just saying why he doesn't get the fill-in host of the year award, because he doesn't actually fill in.
Yeah, yeah, Bergman, I think that's semantics and no one cares.
You are just, you're so down
this
in the
is
weeds,
why you
man.
Can. This is why you can.
Mason is wrong.
When you got all corporate-y,
yeah,
when you got to be like, oh, I'm in charge here. I'm the little general.
I'm a general.
We should really call Bergman the little general, just because it gives us a chance to play.
Do you
that
really
thing.
Want me to start calling you
the
certain
little
things?
Okay. General? What's wrong with the little general? I think that's good.
Because that's Mike Trudell.
Oh, you think Mike Trudell?
That's what you guys
the
call
little
him.
Dictator.
Oh, dictator.
Trudell is the
enough.
Little dictator in our fantasy.
Well, then I'd rather be a dictator than a general.
I'm a general. Whee!
Then I'm in charge if I'm the dictator.
Yeah. Ever since you got corporate, you down in the weeds.
I don't know. Yeah. Steven, it's time for you to stop.
Gregory, shut up. All right, let's go to Tony in L.A. Hey, Tony, you're on 710. What's up, man? You've arrived. Tony.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Of course. So one name that I've been thinking about that would be a good addition would be Kemba Walker. They're finalizing a buyout with the Pistons. What do you guys think?
Well, bad knees.
Plays no defense.
And I think that Mason's point is the bigger one. Damian Jones, the guy they just signed, is a pogo stick who blocks a lot of shots.
Yep.
I think any one of these fringe people, Tony, these guys that are filling out the roster on a minimum deal,
they got to be good at defense.
They have to be able to defend, or Darvin won't play them.
There you go.
So that's part of the issue.
Yep.
But thank you.
Thanks
for calling.
Thanks for the call. Dwayne Dedmon. 2 years to return to Miami.
Dedmon, interesting guy. Grew up in Southern California, played at USC, is a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, really?
And his mom did not want him to play basketball.
I'm not even sure what a Jehovah's Witness does.
Well, one of the things they do is they devote their entire life to the Lord, and she thought that playing basketball was not representative of that. But I think when he explained to her how much money he could make and what a career he could make out of it and how he could change the lives of people by making millions of dollars, she said, okay, go for it. But he's still a practicing Jehovah's Witness.
The most famous Jehovah's Witness of all time? Michael Jackson.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't
Jehovah's
know
Witness,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I don't know what that religion's all about, but, I mean, good for them, devoting their life and all that. That sounded very dismissive.
All right, coming up next is Lie of the Day. You think you got it?
Nope.
Bergman, you think you got it?
You know what? I do have something.
Do
I
you?
Do
Jorge,
have
you
something.
Think you got
I think
it?
I got it.
Yes. Okay, we'll see.
See, right. Now I got to hang up on these two people because you didn't go to everything.
All right, 877-710-ESPN. Going to do Lie of the Day right now, and you can win a spot in our 710-ESPN Wiffle Ball Bash Friday, July 15th at the City of West Covina Sports Complex. You can get in there with me and Sedano and Cappy and Travis and Slee and all those guys. Plus two tickets to the Capital One Play Ball Park at MLB Live in downtown LA, July 16 through 19. The ultimate all-star fan experience. Something for the whole family. For tickets and info, visit allstargame.com. If you know John Ireland's lie of the day right now, 877-710-ESPN. Mason Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let you know real quick, Nick Batum returning to the Clippers. All right, it is time for Lie of the Day. And I think this is like one of the coolest prizes we've given away. It is a chance for you. So imagine this, a bunch of dumb guys from the station here. Mm-hmm. We're all going to play wiffle ball. We're going to have a home run derby. And you can be in it and compete against us. Friday, July 15th at the City of West Covina Sportsplex. If you can identify John's Lie of the Day. So... I have no idea. Jorge, you've got a thought?
I think so, yes.
Bergman, you think you got it?
I do have an idea, yeah.
All right, let's see.
I had Kyrie on the brain. I couldn't keep track of anything.
All right, who you want to go to first?
Let's go to Brian in East L.A. Hey, Brian, you're on 710. What's going on, brother?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. Hey, so my guess of the day, my guess is that John's grandma doesn't wrap her furniture in all plastic.
Brian, you're 100% right. Congratulations.
That was mine, the collie and the dog, Rex.
Wow. Yeah, no, there was a Rex, but there was never any plastic on the furniture, not on the patio, not in the thing, no. I saw other older people do that. My grandmother
genuinely does it.
Never did that. Brian, you sniffed it out right away. Congratulations.
Brian, how is your wiffle game?
Awesome. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Softball, but,
all right. Yeah. We will find out July the 15th. Hang on for a second, okay? And let me tell you about this whole thing because we're so excited about it. We've got our All-Star Friday Night Extravaganza. As everybody knows, the All-Star Game is going to be at Dodger Stadium this year. We're going to do a Wiffle Ball Bash Home Run Derby with listeners and an All-Star Softball Game featuring everybody here at 710. It's happening on Friday, July 15th at the City of West Covina Sportsplex. It is open to the public, and it's free. And if you would like to get on our VIP list, text the word STAR to 40705. That's text the word STAR to 40705. And for tickets to the Capital One Play Ball at MLB in downtown L.A., July 16th through the 19th, go to allstargame.com. allstargame.com. There you have it. Anything happened while I was reading that incredibly long and onerous piece of copy?
No, we're all just waiting to see where Kevin Durant and eventually Kyrie Irving land up. Thaddeus Young signed a 2-year, $16 million deal with Toronto.
Okay.
Got that going for us. But Durant is the big fish. We are waiting to see where he lands. And once he lands, it's going to open up a bunch of money. And
then we sneak in and we grab Kyrie.
Well, maybe.
You're sneaking in and we're grabbing Kyrie. I got a very good Kyrie feeling.
30 deals in the first half hour.
Okay. Bergman, what chance do you think Kyrie's here by the time we show up to work tomorrow?
By the time we show up to work tomorrow? Probably zero.
But you think zero?
I think we get him. I think that actually happens. But I think it's like an 85% chance that he is a Laker, but not by the time we come back.
Oh, come on. I want it for tomorrow.
I would love for it.
I think it's going to happen. I think it's all going to go fast. Do you agree, John?
I think so. Especially right after Durant signs.
When Durant signs, immediately they're going to look to evacuate the Kyrie contract, and that's when we sneak in and grab him and get rid of Westbrook.
I'm not sure it's going to be that clean, but let's...
Well, we're going to have to throw other stuff in there.
I might have missed it if you said this, but Brian Windhorst apparently said Kyrie Irving is all in on forcing Brooklyn into a deal with the Lakers centered around Russell Westbrook.
Who wrote that?
Brian Windhorst.
Okay.
So there you have it. We're moving in the right direction. yes. Yes, it's that big a deal. Actually,
One of our listeners, Renee, who's a good listener, says Prince was a Jehovah's Witness.
Wow.
And used to go to the center in Redondo and one time showed up and played an impromptu show at St. Rock on PCH.
Oh, wow.
I've been to St. Rock. St. Rock's actually for sale. You want to buy a nightclub?
No.
Come on. You got money. Let's buy it.
Not a nightclub.
Bergman will sing.
I'm a great non-singer.
Come on.
He's a great dancer.
That's right.
Yeah, dancer. Look at that.
But hey, this
can't
is
do both. It's
total,
not fair.
Totally separate side news. And this is big, I think, for a lot of L.A. people. The Cinerama Dome is going to reopen.
Really?
Under new ownership.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Like to see it survive.
Which is good, which is a historic landmark, and I'm psyched about that.
Is that the one where the screen goes all the way around?
Yeah, it goes all the way. Have you ever seen a movie in the
Cinerama
Dome?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's crazy. And then they show sometimes movies in 70mm, and it wraps all, you're completely wrapped up in the movie.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's great. If you've never been there, it's great to go, and it's reopening, and that's good. Congratulations to the people that are doing that. It's a public trust. All right, so, John, what's the latest?
A couple of things. Remember I mentioned that Deshaun Watson's disciplinary trial is over.
Yes.
There is no timetable for a ruling, according to Adam Schefter.
I read Ian Rappaport said it'll be weeks.
It'll be that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
That they are not even presenting briefs or something until July the 11th.
Okay.
So we still got a ways to go in that.
The Jazz have traded Royce O'Neal, who was their starting four, to Brooklyn. So Brooklyn's already taken
stuff
on contracts.
Yeah, they're doing stuff.
They're going to need somebody to play that position now that Durant wants out. And we're all just kind of waiting on Kevin Durant.
Waiting on Durant. I think Kyrie's coming. I just got a very Kyrie vibe.
Okay.
I think Laker fans really are high on getting Kyrie. High on getting Kyrie. Oh, somebody's talking.
No, that's me. Hold on. Let's hear this. Hold on 1 second. This is Windhorse, I think.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get this to play.
Yeah.
Sound like a meditation.
He said on forcing himself to the LA Lakers. Talking to league executives over the last couple hours, the value of Kyrie Irving in a trade has absolutely plummeted. They know that he's going to be a pure rental. If he doesn't want to go to the situation he's been going to, it's unclear what he will do. He, as Stephen A. has said many times, he hasn't even been motivated to play in places he's wanted to be, much less the places he does.
Okay, so that he's saying that Kyrie
is
trying
force
to force
way
himself
yeah
to the Lakers. We'll see if it works. Boy, that'd be great.
Oh, can you imagine? Clear the decks. Clear the decks. Go into it with a completely different big three. Now, Kyrie.
You said you had a feeling about
it.
I did.
There's something in the air. There's a Kyrie feeling in the air.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. No, that's a Boston song.
That is a Boston song. F Boston. All right. We got Game of Games coming up.
We do have Game of Games coming up.
Whose
Cappy,
game is it?
Cappy is going to play.
It
is my game.
It's your game. Give us a little sneak preview. Give us a little
taste. I will give you a sneak preview that it is Name That Tune.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Did you get somebody other than Jorge to put the music in?
I did. I had Funches put the music
nice
in.
Nice. Okay, so Jorge can play.
See, right, we'll
play
thinking on my toes.
A legit, straight up Name That Tune with Cappy joining us.
It was
up
Amanda's
next
idea, by the way. I have
it
to
was
give it
Amanda's
credit
idea. Of course it was. All the good ideas are boss Amanda's.
If it sucks, it's her fault.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Hey, it's time for Game of Games. Can we get a love vote?
Love vote.
Love vote.
Love vote.
Love vote.
Hey, guys, in the air tonight, Phil Collins, not Boston.
No. Boston used to play that. The Celtics used to play that as they took the court in the years where they went head-to-head with the Lakers.
Oh, I thought you guys were saying Boston sang the song.
Come on.
No.
Seriously.
I mean, come
Cappy
on, fellas. Really.
Cappy. What song were you going off on in a pro? Oh, you're listening to Miley Cyrus?
I love Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Highly underrated, Cap.
I actually think she's great.
Party in the USA.
You know, stop saying to me you were robbed for Host of the Year. Cappy legitimately straight up won Host of the Year. He's one of the most entertaining guys here. Stop telling me that I was
robbed. He doesn't care, Cap, that you won. As long as Sedano and I didn't win, all is well in the world.
John Ireland, you know, as a matter of fact, as do the 1,710 listeners that were there that night, I actually said on stage, this belongs to Steve Mason. Yeah, I don't know how I want it.
Yeah, and I said, no. It's Cappy's night.
Cap, the bass that you play, the song that you guys play at the start of Sedano and Cap, what song is that?
Eminence Front from The Who.
Okay.
I know.
You got that thing rolling.
Excellent song. All right. Now, speaking of songs, Bergman is here. This is the first game of games for July because I locked up June yesterday. So someone's going to take the lead for the month right now. Bergman, how's this work?
So it's just a regular game of name that tune. I will play a song.
Name is your buzzer. And we can provide artist or song?
Not song. You can give me artist only.
Artist only.
It makes
It shouldn't be that hard because it's 4th of July themed.
Okay, 4th of July themed.
All right.
Yes, so can you keep track for me, please, John?
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay. All right, number one.
John.
James Brown is the right answer.
Damn.
That was nice really job. Fast.
Living in America.
How many of you are there?
I have 10. Okay, I have 10. Okay. Number two.
Mason. Katy Perry Firework.
That is the right answer.
Wow.
Katy Perry Firework.
Oh, wow.
That did take a little bit longer than I was expecting.
Can we get a better quality?
ass punches.
Very well done.
All right. Number three. This one's a little bit tougher.
Mason. That is, this is going to kill me.
Oh, it
should
kill you.
Two, one.
Meek, not Meek
Mill. It's not Meek Mill.
Keep playing it.
This is America.
Cap. There's no way you get this cap.
You're not getting this cap.
Two-pack America for Mason.
Yeah, no.
Jorge. Glover.
Well,
you know what?
It is, Donald Glover. It's Childish Gambino, so we'll give that point to Jorge.
Okay, Jorge's on the board. Jorge won, Ireland won, Mason won.
All right, number four.
Unbelievable video, by the way, if you ever watch the video for This Is America.
Cap
is there first.
This one. This is my girl, Miley Cyrus.
It is your girl, Miley Cyrus. And what are you talking about? It's like, damn, that's one of the questions.
And it's 1-1.
Ooh.
Nice.
All right, that's enough.
I'll take Cap. That's enough. Crazy. We get it.
John. This is Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond is the right answer. 2 points. Today.
My country, tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Love Neil Diamond.
All right.
You guys like this
Ireland
movie?
Ireland takes the lead.
All right, number six.
Mason.
Oh, Jorge. No, Jorge. Jorge was in there first.
That's Green Day.
That is Green Day.
Wow. I thought I got that.
Briones and I are tied at two. Mason and Cap, one each.
All right, number seven.
John. It's Lenny Kravitz.
It is Lenny Kravitz. Nice job, John. 3-2. All right, there's only three left.
Okay.
Number eight.
Mason.
Bruce Springsteen
is right. I'm surprised John didn't get that.
I was just late to the jump. All right, so Mason 2, Jorge 2, Kaplan 1, Ireland 3, and two left.
Two left.
All right, here
two
we left. Go.
Cap.
Beach Boys.
No.
Ireland.
Simon and Garfunkel is the right answer.
And that locks it up. It's America.
America.
Oh, all
by
these
Simon
songs
and Garfunkel.
Are called America?
Well, they have America themed because it's for 4th of July.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, well, here's the last one for fun.
Just for fun.
Mason.
Oh, that was
amazing. I got it. Cap. Yeah, that's Tom Petty
American Girl.
When you hear this song,
Silence
of the Lambs. Exactly. Catherine Martin, the senator's daughter, is driving along right before she gets hauled into the van by Buffalo Bill, and she's singing that song. And then she's got to go help him put a couch in. She gets stuffed into the truck, and they take her away. They put her in a pit.
It's my top karaoke song right here.
It should remake it.
This is my karaoke number one.
This is what you sing when you go
for
to karaoke.
It. Let's hear it, Cap. Yeah. Come on, let's see what you got.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Turn it up for me, Jorge. Here we go. Or Jose or whatever John Ireland calls you.
Julio. He also goes by Julio now.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
It's a long intro.
Right, it is a long intro.
Also featured in Fast Times at Ridgemont.
Yes, right. Wow. Yes.
All right, here it is, Cap. Go.
Ooh, she was an American girl. Raised on promises. Yeah. She didn't have a care in the world. But a little more than that. Somewhere else.
Not terrible.
After all, it was a great big world.
Wow.
Come on, that's not.
No, that's
Mace.
Actually decent.
No, that's very passable.
That's very decent. All right. Always count on Cappy for
Bergman,
song.
If you could sing like Cap, you'd be able to hook an heiress.
Oh, yes. Yeah, dude, I can't sing like Cap, though.
You get the In-N-Out heiress.
Can you,
Cappy, do you believe in love?
Do you believe in love?
Come on, Captain and Tennille, give it to me now.
I love John dancing to this.
I'm driving my car down the street, Steve Mason, bobbing to the Captain and Tennille.
Mace, I heard this whole conversation earlier, and as Birdie said, he's so already had love. Now he needs money.
Right. Now, what are you in it with Rachel? Is she, is it love or is it money?
Rachel comes with the pocket personality.
Yeah, Rachel.
Is she rich?
Self-made woman.
She's very successful. Very, very successful.
But I assume you're in love.
That too.
She's in love with the whole package.
Right.
Mace.
It's all of it, Mace. It's all of it. Now, on the other hand.
You cannot compartmentalize Cap's love for Rachel. He loves both her and her finances equally.
Right.
Yeah, I'm the only one here who's not cynical. I'm in love. I've been in love for 16 years. It's not going anywhere. Money has nothing to do with it.
Okay, but just weed and sex. Those are your two
weed
final
and
things.
Sex. Right. Look, if the asteroid's going to hit tomorrow, weed and sex. That's going to be the next 14 hours for me.
Took a really nice walk listening to you guys this afternoon on the app, as you can probably tell. I mean, I listened to a lot of the show.
Yeah, you really
today.
Hung in there a long time. That's beautiful, amazing. Show. I don't think John listened to that much of the show.
No. I was tuned out for at least half of it.
Are you excited about Kyrie coming?
He's not here yet. Don't get everybody all excited.
So I liked your earlier thought, and I know it's been bouncing around all afternoon, but KD for 80.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
God, can you imagine
Here's
that?
A little note from Dan Wojcicki. He says, more than fair to say that there's a lot of Kyrie Irving Lakers chatter happening out there. Could come down to how, if the Lakers are able to use tradable picks in 2027 and 2029. Rob, stop clutching onto those picks. If that's the reason we don't get Kyrie, that's a huge mistake.
Yep.
Wait, did you add that last part?
What?
Or did Wojcicki write that?
Oh, no, I wrote all that. No, the beginning was Wojcicki. The end was me.
Don't tie Wojcicki to that.
Yeah, no. I didn't mean,
the
no.
Picks.
Dan did not say that. I said that. He said the first part. I said the second.
Yeah, there was no break to let us know that the second part was you.
And my mind just keeps rolling.
But I'm with you, Mace. Like if I think about 2027 and 2029, I heard you say it earlier, the Olympics will have already been here.
Yes.
The way you phrased it.
By the second pick, yeah, for sure.
Right, who cares about 27 and 29?
We're talking about a 10-year-old, that 29 pick.
Plus, I'll have been retired. I don't care if the Lakers are good after I'm retired. I want to be good now.
Right. Doesn't everybody understand it's okay? We're being selfish about it. Right. We're being selfish about this thing. We want it now, not 27, 29. Forget about those picks. You got LeBron now. Who said earlier, you got to win while LeBron's in his prime? In his prime, he passed his prime. You got to win now while you got it.
He's pretty good.
I admit that, but I'm just saying, you don't think he's in his prime, do you?
Who, LeBron?
Yeah, I mean, if he's in his prime.
I don't think he's yet past prime. I mean, I thought last year he was, with the exception of the injuries. Yeah, I think the injuries make him post-prime.
All I'm saying is that you got to win now. You can't be worrying about, 27 and 29. Forget about 20. Rob Pelinka is probably not going to be the general manager in 27 or 29.
True.
Dude, you got to win.
Yeah, hang on to this. He's not going to be here.
Right. You got to win now. You know LeBron won't be here.
All right. This is a little off the beaten path, but the National League just released the most recent All-Star ballots.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you guys will get most of these. All right. Who's the All-Star first baseman?
Should be Freddie.
No, it's not. He's third. I think it's like Goldschmidt, I think.
Right. Paul Goldschmidt having an All-Star
he's
year.
A big year.
All right. Who's the All-Star third baseman?
Manny Machado, probably.
Correct.
Yeah, it's Machado.
Yeah, double the votes of Nolan Arenado. Bryce Harper's the All-Star DH. Who's the All-Star shortstop?
In the National League.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper is out for a little while, so
that's
going to...
Yeah, he just broke his foot or broke his leg or something. Yeah, Wilson Contreras. Who's the All-Star shortstop? Is it Frankie Lindor?
Nope. Bergman, you got a guess? All-star shortstop? National League?
Yeah, Trey Turner.
Trey Turner is correct.
Thank God, yeah.
All right. Of the three outfielders, two will make perfect sense. You guys will be shocked at the third one.
Okay.
All right, so who do you think is the leading vote getter in the outfield?
Mookie Betts.
Mookie's
in. Ronald Acuna Jr.
Number one. Now, if you guys get number three, no. That's what I thought it would be, too. Juan Soto is sixth.
In the division.
Nick Castellano.
Castellanos?
No, the division is the West.
The West.
And it's an outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like Blackman?
That you all know.
It wouldn't be Blackman.
Very well.
He hasn't been playing that well.
Yeah,
well,
I'm just throwing out names. Blackman's having a good year.
Is he?
Chris Taylor? No.
Center fielder?
Cody Bellinger?
No.
But we're close.
You're in the family. Former teammate of both of those players.
So
former Dodger.
Former, yeah. Oh, Jock Peterson.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Jock is having a monster year.
Third in voting for the National League All-Stars. Followed by Sterling Marte, Adam Duvall, and Juan Soto. Hmm. Good for Jock.
Yeah, by the way, if you want to see John Ireland dancing.
It's amazing.
There's video?
There's video.
This is my impersonation of Mason driving home.
listening to Captain and Tennille. Oh, God, that's so funny. Ireland, you really went all in on this.
I kind of do mix to the beat.
Yeah, no, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, very impressive.
John, you were just talking about Goldschmidt at first base, followed by Pete Alonso, then Freddie Freeman, right?
Right.
There's a giant mural right across the street from Staples Center, Crypto, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's got Shohei Ohtani. I don't remember who the third guy is, but it's also got Freddie Freeman. Like, there's a big, giant ad for the All-Star game coming to L.A. right across the street from the office. And Freddie Freeman's on the mural. I'm not saying that he's not going to be on the All-Star
team. He is going to make the team.
Yeah, but he is third right now amongst the voters. And Goldschmidt's got more than twice as many votes.
I think Freddie might make the team just because they need to put some Dodgers on it.
Having a fantastic year.
Well, Tony Gonsolin's a lock. I think Will Smith might be the backup catcher, and maybe Freddie backup first baseman. Mookie might get voted in, so I think he's in.
Yeah,
Trey Turner gets voted in.
That's enough Dodgers right there. Yeah.
You guys excited for this? I know we've got a lot of things that we're talking about today and a lot of breaking news from earlier in the day, the USC-UCLA stuff, obviously all the NBA free agency stuff, but I heard you mention it. Padres and Dodgers tonight.
Huge series.
This is the night where the Padres actually have the pitching advantage, whereas tomorrow night the Dodgers will have the pitching advantage. And then going into the weekend, it's kind of a toss-up in both games.
Respond to that, but Patty Mills has agreed to return to the Brooklyn Nets. He was a guy that was on the market, though.
Could be in the deal. Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Here's the thing, Cappy. I totally forgot what you asked me.
Well, it was about the Padres-Dodgers tonight.
So, are you a Padres fan?
I'm a Padres observer.
Are you a Dodgers fan?
I'm a Dodgers observer as well.
Okay, so you're just completely neutral.
No dog in the fight, yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, I like it. I like that we got this, you know, both of these teams playing well, battling for first place. And it almost feels like the Dodgers, because of Mookie's injury and because of the Buehler injury, and then because of the Freddie Freeman controversy and then losing 2 out of 3 in Colorado, it kind of feels like they're sort of limping in. And as for the Padres, you know, Machado's coming back tonight. They haven't had Tatis all year, and yet they've played first place-ish kind of baseball. So I love this series, especially 4th of July weekend.
Well, and you know why they've hung in there despite missing bats is because their pitching rotation, their depth, and their starting rotation is kind of like we had last year. They are so loaded at the rotation. You know, we're going to see Joe Musgrove tonight. We're going to see Blake Snell, who always gives you good six. We're going to see Yu Darvish. Mackenzie Gore is going to be a really big star in this league, has pitched really well. We'll see him versus Clayton Kershaw on Sunday. But these are really, really good pitching matchups. All right, hit the stager.
ESPN AM 710 Los Angeles. KRDC AM 1110 Pasadena, Los Angeles.
K256 CX 99.1 FM Pasadena, Los Angeles.
It's the greatest segment in LA sports radio history. Radio history.
Oh my God.
When the shows come together for magic on the radio.
If Bologna grows stronger. Super Crosstalk.
Are we ready for Sedano and Kaff to join Mason in Ireland?
Super Crosstalk begins!
Super Crosstalk, presented by Coors Light. Coors Light, made to chill.
It's time for Super Crosstalk.
Super Crosstalk, and Sedano now joins us along with Cappy. What's up, George?
Hey, 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 what's going on? Big day today.
Yeah, so George, how do you read
Don't ask me about those two stories, though. I'm not talking about those two stories. That is not what Crosstalk is for.
What
do you mean don't talk about those two stories? Which two stories?
Because we're going to talk about it for three freaking hours.
We just talked about it for three freaking hours. I don't care.
That's not
the story that matters today.
So, Sedano, you take control then. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Cappy just being like, just Cappy at this stage. Like, so yesterday on the show, we like to play a game with Cappy because Cappy can be
a little
out of touch with modern music. Is that fair to say?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, he's not like you, Mace, who's like the modern day millennial, basically.
Yes.
The oldest millennial. Or are you now a
Gen
Z-er?
I'm not Gen Z. Honorary Gen Z
guy. When did that happen?
It happened as soon as Gen Z got to be 18 to 24 years old.
So Gen Z is younger than millennials?
Yeah, younger than millennials.
Yeah. Ireland, were you aware of this switch or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, did you see John dancing?
When? Like, well, no, I've seen him doing the Houston
it's on Twitter.
Rockets
if you've not
whatever.
Seen John dancing, it's like the funniest damn thing
like
I've seen
today?
In a long time.
No, well, here's what it is. It's Mason has decided, Sedano, that it doesn't matter. Love is love, and it's just as easy to fall in love with a poor person that has no money as it is to fall in love with a rich person. I'm telling Bergman, my advice to Bergman is find an heiress. Be like Stan Kroenke. Find a Walmart heiress. And marry her, and your life will be better.
And my advice is to find someone who you love and trust
and want
to spend the rest of your life with.
So this is me dancing. This is Steve Mason driving home with two hands
That's
on the
cynical
wheel.
Cynical John Ireland.
While he listens to this song.
Doesn't believe
George.
In love. It's only about money.
Love will keep us together.
So, Bergman,
love
how old
the
are
dance.
You now?
38.
He's on the wrong side of 30.
38. Oh. Wrong side of 30 is absolutely right.
Yeah. What do you think? Love or money, George?
I think it needs to be. How about this? I'm going to cop out. A combination of both.
Exactly.
Oh, no. It absolutely has to be a combination
of
both.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah, I ain't going for anybody that has money.
I mean, listen,
they have to have money.
Poor girl he falls in love with or rich girl he's just with for the money. Which way?
Poor girl?
Who he's in love with
is this poor girl.
Poor girl who he loves.
Poor girl who he loves or rich girl who he thinks, I'll make it work.
What does the poor girl do for a living?
No, he takes the poor girl.
She doesn't do anything because she's poor.
He makes big bucks now. He takes. If he loves her, he'll take it.
Yeah,
but
I mean, love is for real, man.
Love is complicated.
I believe in love.
I have done the love with the poor girl twice.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that again.
Thank you, Bergman.
Don't do it.
Okay, well, then there you go. Then you've just settled it for all of us. What the hell are you asking me for?
A life of a mediocre relationship, but a big bank book.
You know,
bank book.
I mean, listen,
I've already told Lisa if Lisa leaves me ever, I'm going full bimbo.
Good for you.
What does that mean?
Full bimbo.
I've told Kelly that
a girl 30 years younger than you, like those old sad guys at Staples Center, 40 years younger than you. That's beautiful.
I've told Kelly that if she's gone for one reason or another, then I'm never getting married again.
Yeah, me either, George. I'm right there with you.
But Bergie, go the opposite direction. You see, what John is saying is that he's going to go with a much, much, much younger woman.
Yeah.
What you should do is go the opposite direction.
Much older?
You're 38. You need a woman who's about 60.
You need a bobcat.
60?
Yeah, you need a woman who's about 60.
Hey, there is this woman on the Real Housewives of Dubai.
Of Dubai. Okay? Hey, let's go to Dubai.
Let's go to Dubai.
That is super hot and loaded, and she's dating. She's like 45.
Okay, totally fine.
She's dating a soccer player. Amanda knows what I'm talking about. What is he, 27?
Yeah, he's 27.
All right. How old is he?
She's 45. She? Okay. She's 27, and she's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so you're saying she's 20 years older than Greg, so 58?
Yeah. Here's the thing.
No, it's
George,
not.
She's worth over $30 million.
$30 million?
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
I'll make
but
it
I
work.
Mean, you're basically spooning soup.
I like your attitude,
you're basically
Craig.
Spooning soup into her mouth at some point there.
Well, yeah, then that's when you stop.
For 30 million.
Mace, you've gone with
hey, baby,
spoon,
here's your
huh?
soup. Yeah. Here's your soup.
Yeah, but wait a second.
Make
we're
sure
also,
you swallow.
Here's one thing you haven't
don't,
fact
oh
checked.
Oh, my God.
The
yellow.
Here comes the choo-choo train.
Mason, this is something for you. Mason, this is something that works in your favor here. Because at some point, like, if you're going to marry this rich heiress and she's older, she's going to make you sign a prenup.
That's true.
No, no, no.
Well, then we don't do it.
No, oh, no, oh, oh, then you don't do it.
No, no.
Then it's
I'm in full control here,
Steven. A transactional relationship.
Berg, I'm telling you right
nothing
now,
wrong
buddy.
With that.
You need to find a woman who's at least 20 years older.
And who's dumb enough to not
she's
have
either,
a prenup.
She's either been divorced to somebody exceptionally wealthy or she herself married a much older guy who has since died and left her a private jet and hundreds of millions of dollars.
In and out, Harris.
And now you're just a boy toy.
Amanda,
you are just
about,
a boy toy.
What about Erica Girardi for Greg?
Erica Girardi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Erica, Google that, Greg.
Erica Google Girardi. Erica Girardi. She's from The Real Housewives of
American
Beverly Hills.
American singer.
Yeah. Greg, she's involved in like 97 lawsuits, but when she wins them all.
Oh, good. Lawsuits.
When she wins them all, you can have half her fortune.
I do have lawyers in the family.
I only know one Real Housewife. Her name is Countess. That's who Greg should get with.
She's drunk all the time.
Countess.
Yeah, hasn't she been arrested a few times for being drunk
but
and
she says
crazy?
Who among us has not gotten in trouble for being drunk and crazy?
Well, one of us has.
Not me.
Cappy definitely
not me.
Has.
I have not.
Like.
I've never gotten in trouble.
Oh, get out of here. I
mean, not with the law. Let me rephrase. Not with the law.
I got in trouble.
Luan.
Yeah, that's the Countess.
What
Luan.
Happened to you, Mace? Yeah, I want to know what happened. What happened, Mace?
Wait, you were there.
You were there.
You got in trouble with the law?
No, not with the law.
Well,
no,
with Amanda, kind of. That's kind of the law.
With Boss Amanda.
Oh, yeah. You're drunk in public?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not that long ago, actually.
Oh, that's right, Mace. I wasn't there, though, but I heard the martinis were flowing.
Yeah.
They were flowing. Well, we can laugh about it now I have a new contract.
Yes, it's fine.
Partially.
I have a new contract.
You still have your job. I scolded I you, and you still have your job.
It's partially Morales' fault.
I actually did blame Morales because he's the one that got him started.
He kind of got me started. Yeah. But it's funny. I was talking to somebody because we haven't really talked much. We basically have ignored this. I think it hasn't really come up.
Well, when you
except
when,
vaguely.
When you're not here, it comes up.
Yeah. Oh, does it? Does it come
oh,
up?
Oh, yeah. We all talk about you behind your back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Then it's not a secret. So I said to some guy, that some guy walked up to me at the Mandy's and said, so you having any dirty martinis? And he laughed. Oh. And I said, does everybody know about that? He goes, everybody knows what happened.
I think
that
they talked. Somebody talked about it on the air, didn't they?
Oh. Hey, what do you guys think of Lonnie Walker IV?
Good shooter.
Yeah.
He's a nice player.
He just agreed to a deal with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, okay.
So, oh, wait a minute. Do you know why that's significant? They're giving him the mid-level.
$6.5 million. Yeah, they're giving him the mini mid-level.
I like him better than Malik Monk.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
George, can he defend?
Yeah, better than Malik Monk can for sure.
Okay.
Oh, I see it. Shams has it here.
Yeah, Shams has it. Lonnie Walker IV signing
a
one-year
$6.5
million
dollar
deal with
that's
the
a
Lakers.
Good signing.
You like that?
Yeah.
So we had Damian Jones and Lonnie Walker IV.
There you go. Championship.
Yeah. Off to a good start.
Championship.
That puts, Lonnie Walker IV puts us over the top, I think.
Jeez.
No, he's good. He's a good young player.
No, I'm all for it. The roster is going to be filled out. I guess I'm not even allowed to talk about Kyrie because George doesn't want to talk about what.
No, we're not talking about him.
Today.
You can talk about Lonnie Walker because I mean, he's a nice player, but. We're not talking about the big stuff. No,
Lonnie
because
Walker's
you guys always
nice
ruin
smile.
It. Because that's the, of course, that's where we want to start our
show.
Where
do you think we started our show today? Talking about
I don't
all
care.
This same
what,
stuff.
Listen, this ain't the Mason. This is 404. It's now our territory. It's
Take
our
it
turf
away.
Now.
All right. So, what do you want to talk about?
We just started talking. I would love to continue talking about Greg's gallivanting for longer, if you'd like.
Okay, Greg's gallivanting.
So,
what do you want to know?
Yeah.
I want, Greg, I honestly think that you know what you want. Like, just go. Yeah. Go. Just dive head first, man. Don't waste any more time.
Oh, yeah. I already know what I want. Yeah. I'm having
so then
a
go,
fun time.
Go,
I'm good.
Go knee deep, man. Go into the water. Like, just do it. What are you waiting for?
I'm not waiting on anything. I'm then having a good time.
Yeah, I got a place to go. I got a bar.
What? Does Rachel have
just
a friend that has a lot of money, Cappy?
She does, but I have a better solution.
Okay.
I have a bar that I know of.
Okay. I got to go to San Diego for this?
North San Diego. You can come down.
Okay.
That is very highly populated with wealthy older ladies looking.
Oh, nice.
What's the name of this place? Don't just keep it to yourself.
Cougars. It's called
Wildcats.
Cougars are us.
I mean, you know, Cougars I sit here north. And tell you that if you go to the Del Amo Mall in Torrance and you go to the two restaurants there, Frida and the Asian place, which I name escapes me at the moment, like that place is hounding. Both those places at that mall are hounding with Cougars.
Wait, with older, richer ladies? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's another
All
Shams
these
thing.
Older, richer ladies from the South Bay. They love going to happy hour at those places there.
Yeah, sorry, George. You're not going to talk too much about this, but Troy Brown Jr. signed a minimum deal with the Lakers. Who's Troy Brown Jr.?
He was a lottery pick a couple years ago for the Wizards.
Okay.
All right, good, so back to the Del Amo Mall.
So they're signing
so
like Damian a lot
Jones,
of young
Lonnie
upside
Walker
guys.
Lonnie Walker IV and Troy Brown Jr.
Yeah, a lot of, you know, a lot of young upside guys. Yeah. But anyway, Bergman, yes, go. Cap, just tell him the name of the damn place. What are you so worried about?
No, it's fine. The place is called Mill Floor.
Mill okay. Floor.
Mill Floor.
Mill Floor.
Mill Floor. Floor.
Mill
Floor. Okay. Not Mill Floor.
Pepe Mencia. Actually, you know?
Pepe Mencia just texted me, said go for Kendall Jenner. So, you know, she's got a lot of money.
You got a shot at
her. Yeah, I totally got a shot with Kendall Jenner.
You can get with Devin Booker recently.
The way you can get with Kendall Jenner, Greg,
yeah,
make it to the NBA.
Oh, yeah. That's
she has a type.
You know what I would say, Bergman? Here's my advice.
Okay, I need your
advice. Oh, here it is. Mill Floor, like Fleur. Oh.
Right,
like
not MILF lore.
MILF?
Like that's what Amanda lore. Heard. Amanda
MILF
heard MILF
lore.
MILF,
MILF lore. It's right. Like a, it's a book.
Lore. No,
about
yeah,
the MILF. No, it's like the floor. French. Like
it's
that.
It's French for like a million flowers.
So why don't
I think.
You, instead of going to a bar.
I don't do that anyway.
This is not a bar. This is like a restaurant, too.
No,
it's expensive.
Go
very
to
fancy
a
restaurant.
Very, very nice cannabis consumption place called Cannabis Cafe. In West Hollywood.
No.
I don't do the cannabis.
They're going to be so
right,
bothered they won't
like
care.
The demo you're looking for is not there.
Yeah,
it's
I
not
think the
demo's
there. I think the demo's totally there. Are you kidding me? In this
I'm
day and age?
I'm trying to set him up with a 60-year-old divorcee
no,
or
that's,
widow.
That's too old for him.
Yeah, okay, what do you think
old.
Is what,
He's
what is
for
too
money
old?
Now.
What is too old?
Here's an old
50s cool.
So I'm looking at MILF LeFleur here or whatever.
MILF's on the floor?
MILF floor.
It's a nice looking joint. I got to be honest.
MILF's are us.
It's a nice looking joint.
Oh, no. It's beyond a nice looking joint. But I'm just telling you, it's the kind of place, Bergie, that if you would like to meet a nicer, older lady who's a widower or a divorcee who's extremely wealthy, that's your spot. You are a boy toy. Trust me when I tell you.
All right. Are you my wingman, Cap?
Oh, I'll definitely wingman.
Rachel and Cap will go with you.
So who out of all of you here, and that includes Jorge and Amanda and Laura, who is the best wing person?
Me. Yeah.
No, Cappy. No question.
It would be a woman.
No, I say Amanda.
No, Cappy and Rachel together. That's
See, I think Rachel would help me out.
A stamp of approval from another woman, from Amanda or Laura, would get you far.
So I got an idea for you, Bergman. There's
I love these ideas. Just keep them coming.
There's a dating site called OurTime.com.
Oh, what is
that? Isn't that for people over 50?
It's for people over 50.
It's close enough.
I'm
Bergman,
not 50.
Here's where you go fishing for your 60-year-old widower millionaire person. Yeah. At
why don't
Our
you go to
time.
FarmersOnly.com?
I'm sure there are beautiful women on FarmersOnly.com.
This is a little... I don't know, depressing, but it will work.
All right, I have the App Store open. Just tell me where to go.
Go through the obituaries.
Yes, in the paper. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Look for
John Ireland.
Then when a woman who has sugar daddy passes away, then you move in.
They need consoling. I mean, there's that.
Is my opening line, hail fella, well met?
Exactly. I loved your ex-husband now.
I like
What's
it
your number?
It's not at all predatory. That's what I like about that.
Come on.
I'm sure there's a movie about
so somebody just sent me an article from Basketball News about Lonnie Walker that was written during the season. So I'll just share with you guys.
So real quick, just shout out to @JustWinBaby23. Mm-hmm. Sedano, Del Amo, Cougar World, baby. Capping these guys don't know nothing about it. Mill LaFleur, whatever you call it, got nothing on Del Amo.
Okay.
Okay, let me dump
You're
this
right.
in before you get to Lonnie.
So far.
Lonnie Walker, Troy Brown Jr. are best friends. Now they're teaming up with the Los Angeles
Lakers.
There you
Lakers.
Go. Love
Look
these
at
signings.
Okay, so here's what this article said. This was written during the season about Lonnie Walker. Mm-hmm. Walker is a ridiculous athlete who has both fallen down the young prospect hierarchy and has been prone to inconsistency while with the Spurs. But at different points of his career, we've seen transition brilliance. A silky spot-up jumper, unique passing flashes, aggressive drives, slick enough handle to get into an array of pull-ups or step-backs.
He's good.
Very, very, very rarely have we seen Walker put these things all together, but he's on the bit of a run right now. He's averaging 20 points, 59% shooting off the bench over his past six games. His current streak of six games with 15 or more points is the longest of his career, and so that's what the Lakers are hoping to unlock.
Yeah, no, he's a good player. Like, I've seen him play since college. He played 1 year for Jim Larrañaga at Miami, and he's a really talented player. It's just, it to your point, it hasn't come all together. But he's got a skill set that if you unlock it, I mean, he can be, I don't know, on a. I think he's got the potential, the ceiling, to be like the fourth best player on a contender, which is a good player.
Funny you mentioned Jim Larrañaga. He was the head coach at Bowling Green State University when I was there.
When
that
you were there?
Been around forever, yeah.
That guy, he's an incredible college coach.
Yo, unbelievable. Is he the one? He was the one
George
that went
Mason to
George
to
Mason,
the final
right?
Four. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He went from Bowling Green to George Mason, and now is in Miami.
So I like both those guys. Both are big guys. Both are long. Both can handle the ball. I kind of like them going for young guys who haven't necessarily hit their ceiling and haven't fulfilled potential. Because if the Lakers historically, at least in recent history, have done a very good job at developing young players when they actually have young players. So I think that bodes well for Lonnie Walker and Troy Brown Jr., who are like 23 or 24 years old.
Right.
All right, final word on this from Mark Hoffman, who I used to work with at Channel 2. He's a TV producer. You'll love Lonnie Walker. Super athletic, streaky shooter, but will play hard and will provide some highlight dunks off the bench.
And you know what you'll like, Ireland, about both those guys? I particularly Lonnie, really easy to chat with.
Good.
Nice.
Take it.
Oh, one last thing to pass along, Trevor Lane. Darvin Ham is staying in the war room helping Pelinka build out the Lakers.
Oh, roster. The war room.
The war room.
What does the war room look like?
It's got to be, you know.
What kind of food is in the war room?
Whiteboards with names.
What's the food?
Names.
What's that pizza joint that Ireland likes in the South Bay?
Fresh
what's the
Brothers?
Name of that place? Fresh Brothers?
Fresh whatever? Brothers, really? Fresh Bros?
Oh, man. Have you never had Fresh Brothers?
Tight.
Oh, I love Fresh Brothers.
By the way, interesting sidelight here, Sedano. Both Troy Brown and Lonnie Walker, clutch guys.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I know that.
Oh, go figure.
I knew that.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, coming up next for you, we weren't allowed to talk about Kyrie at all during Crosstalk, but
no,
he's out
or USC or UCLA.
But it's all coming next.
Yeah.
We're back tomorrow at 1, hopefully with Kyrie Irving as Laker. We'll find out. Coming up next for you is Cappy. I should keep the names in the right order. Sedano and Cappy, along with Lindsay and Laura. Coming up next for you, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.